Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
So you remember that scene in Independence Day, right? The alien movie, they came to destroy Earth.
Regardless of what you may have read in the tabloids, there have never been any spacecraft recovered by our government.
Mr. President, that's not entirely accurate.
Yeah, well, the movie is fiction, but the story may very well be real. There is sworn testimony before a congressional committee that meets again today in Washington.
The subcommittee hearing on unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs, will come to order. Good morning and welcome to the most exciting subcommittee in Congress this week.
And once again today, the voice you hear there is Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grothman, who chairs this subcommittee, and later today will gavel in another session in the House titled Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena Exposing the Truth. Congressman Grothman on his way to the Capitol right now, live from Washington. Congressman, congrats on your reelection.
Thank you very much. Actually, this will be a joint hearing today, so it'll be me and Nancy Mace from South Carolina co-chairing it. But thanks for the congratulations on my election. And as you said, we're walking across the square today preparing to meet Donald Trump for the first time since the election. So that'll be kind of cool as well.
Well, let's get into the subcommittee that you chair and the joint hearing today. You've had sworn testimony before your subcommittee, Congressman, from members of the military defense apparatus who have said not only is there intelligent life beyond Earth, but that the U.S. has known about this for decades, that we've interacted with that intelligent life, and may even have reverse-engineered some alien tech. Did I accurately cover all of that, and do you believe that testimony before your committee to be truthful?
I'm not sure I believe the person who gave that testimony. There's no question there are unusual things going on out there. There's no question the U.S. government has not given all the information they could give us. There's no question that that is, I would say, inexcusable behavior, because I can't imagine what excuse you'd have for not giving us information on something that happened 20 years ago. We're going to try to get some more information today. I'm a little bit afraid if we don't get what we want today. We passed one bill that the administration had to turn it over unless the president found that there was, you know, top secret stuff there. We're going to have a new administration. I think Donald Trump will be more likely to release that information, but otherwise Congress may have to pass a bill, which I was for all along, saying that going back, say, 20 years, we have to release all the information that's out there, because there are too many unusual things going on that the government admits they're unusual, be they drones, be they spacecraft, whatever, the responsible people have talked about seeing, and they're saying they can't talk about it. And I can maybe be bullied into the idea that there's something odd going on 2 years ago we can't hear about, either because it's some special technology the U.S. has or some other country.
National security type stuff?
Right. But when they say we can't release stuff that's 15 or 20 years ago, that's not credible. So we'll have to see what happens today. We have four witnesses, two witnesses part of the government, and we'll see whether they give us the information that I hope they give us. And if they go back into this, well, national security, I think we should pass a bill through here and just say it has to be released. And like I said, I haven't talked to Donald Trump or his representatives on this, but he's kind of an anti-establishment guy, and I'm hoping more will be released under him.
Talking with Congressman Glenn Grothman, he's going to gavel in this subcommittee hearing, a joint hearing on UAPs today. You know, Eric asked a good question as we've been talking about it, Congressman. Like, why isn't this the top story on news everywhere? If
there's witness testimony that indicates there's tech and...
Right. If you have, either way you want it, either there's alien tech that we know about that's being suppressed by our government, or a bunch of people are going to Congress and lying about stuff like that. Either way, that's top story news.
Well, I think in Washington, the journalists are a little bit removed from reality, just like everybody else is here. I will tell you, there's no hearing I get more questions about from back home. people come up to me than when we do one of these UAP hearings. And in Washington, it's perceived to be a fringe minor issue. Out there in the real world, people are very curious as to what's going on. And like I said, I know people who have seen unusual things. There was an incident in Waukesha like 30 years ago that a lot of people saw something unusual. But for some reason, we don't get the facts. And I'll agree with you. If the press corps made it a banner headline like they should, it would put more pressure on the government to release documents.
Congressman Grothman, you said that you weren't sure if you necessarily believed some of the testimony from earlier that they said that there's this alien life, space life that there's been interaction with here at home. Do you believe in some type of space life? Does that exist in your belief?
Well, I guess I'd say it wouldn't be shocking, would it? I mean, you got a big universe. On the other hand, something's going on that we're not being told about, right? The U.S. government is hiding something. That's incontrovertible. So hopefully we'll make some progress today.
Congressman, certainly appreciate your time and look forward to the results from today's hearing as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Yep. Bye.
And Eric, some of the folks testifying today, these aren't goofs looking to get on the next episode of Ancient Aliens. Okay, you've got a former Defense Department official. You've got a guy who worked for NASA. You've got a retired Navy admiral. So these are people with credibility in the industry that are on the witness list
but
for today.
If you have some type of tech that could be used as a threat to you, the homeland, you know, homeland security and whatnot, why would you want that information out there knowing that another foreign adversary might be interested in that?
Well, if there is an incoming president ever that would be willing to spill it all, if he even has that authority to do, it would certainly be President-elect Trump. And you heard the congressman also talk about possibly passing legislation that would compel the government to release that info.